And tell us about the reaction you got and from the different groups of people.
It's been eye-opening, really. People like it. They like it. They like having the fact that you've got a board director who's given a thought to a topic, expressed their views, put it down in writing, and it's there for them to look at. Now, they might not always agree with it, but it's there. So it's got that, I think, that key communication factor from a business to its stakeholders, is that it's got some authority. So we know it scores well, and we know they get opened, and we know that people look at them, and we know which ones are probably more interested than others because we know which ones get switched off quite quickly. But it's interesting because if you then follow through Twitter and you launch this, that you can see them, you know, gaining traction. I wouldn't say that we've created a social media storm, but we can see that they end up in some very interesting places. And I mean interesting as in they start hitting groups that we'd never have thought. So we did a very... we did one based around the carbon reduction commitment and some of the laws of unintended consequences we felt that would have. And it was interesting to see where that went through the blogosphere, I suppose, to see what people saw. And we've done some more mainstream ones, and we've seen where they've gone and where the press have picked them up. So, and we've done one or two which didn't really get much, shall we say, public attention. We did one on debt. But we did see it got a lot of hits through Twitter, and it got a lot of hits on the website. So there was obviously a core audience interested in it. And funnily enough, some of the phrases that we used in that one, we have started to see coming through. And now I'm not saying it's because people have read ours, but these phrases have almost entered into the dictionary. And it's partly probably just part of that process. So it is very interesting. If you think about it, it's actually quite a powerful tool, which... puts the onus on us and the board directors making sure it's correct.
And what about from the analysts and so on? So I think Abby mentioned there was some interesting feedback from them.
They like it. They like. I think that the key thing for any analyst is that it's often the CEO or one of the board directors speaking, or a very senior manager. So it's somebody, if you were following a company, why wouldn't you be interested in what they've got to say? And why wouldn't you take that as just to get an understanding of the company? And that's what we've seen. I think that the feedback we've had has been very positive, but it's always tempered with the key is to make the topic interesting. We don't just read these because you do them. We do it because often it's on a topic that we are interested in. So again, like I say, companies doing restructuring and the onus it puts on us as property landlords, is still of interest 12 months on. So it's not a surprise that we get good feedback on that. If I'm being hand on heart, the one around the carbon reduction commitment, probably the analyst community didn't touch it very much at all, but a lot of our other stakeholders will have, such as local authorities and some of the NGOs and third parties that we deal with.
And if you compare the sightline pieces with, say, your press release section, which would you have said, or maybe even other areas on the website, which do you think would have the most influence or power to influence people, stakeholders visiting the site?
I have to be careful what I say, otherwise I could do myself out of a job writing press release. I think I struggle to go for one or the other, and I'll explain why it might help. Is press releases often reflect events and action within the business, and sometimes it's the small press releases, maybe over one small letting or something in the business, might not mean anything on their own, but if that's the 12th one you've done in 3 months, it shows there's a momentum in there, and they're all important as you get a view on the company, because that's what people do. Sightline is a bit more of a thought piece about an issue that's resonates with the stakeholder. So it depends on what people are looking at. I think they have to exist together. I don't think you could not do press releases and do sightline. Likewise, you couldn't do sightline and have the authority that you're a dynamic business who's at the forefront if you haven't got a media section showing all the work that you're doing. And so I think there's a co-relationship there.